to comprehend it. He raised his hands and created an arc of bright power that pulsed between his palms. For the first time in centuries, he could make and throw a god bolt to fry any and everything. That invigorating sensation, knowing he would never be stepped on again. For that alone, he'd sell his soul, his life, and anything else they wanted. How could he have said no to what Azura offered? But he had no intention of sharing that with Delphine. None of your business. He dropped his hands down and rested one on the hilt of his sword. She gave him a frustrated glower. Noir will destroy the world.
So what? Who says it's worth saving?
Delphine wanted to shake him for his obstinacy. She had never met anyone so dense and so unforgiving. What had they done to him to make him like this? You would kill or enslave everyone. There is so much beauty in the world that they destroy. How do you not see it? He scoffed at her as if she were a child.
Spoken like someone who has only lived in the cushioned world of dreams. You have no idea what the real world is like. What people will do to you when they know they can get away with it. People are absolutely cruel, and I say more power to Noir for tearing it down.
They can be cruel at times, she admitted. But I've seen the best in people, their hopes and dreams. That was why she fought so hard for mankind.
And I've lived through their worst.
The pain in his eye scorched her.
It also explained a lot about him and his reasoning.
But that didn't make it right. So anything you do is justified, is that it? They were mean to you, so it's okay for you to be mean back. He shrugged nonchalantly.
Sounds justifiable to me.
She let out a long breath. What would it take to get through to him? To make him understand, and most of all, care about what he was doing? Were you always this bitter?
Jericho paused at her unexpected question.
No one had ever asked him that before. No one.
And it forced him to take a hard look inward. He had never really liked himself. Not when he served Zeus, and definitely not after his banishment. From the moment of his birth, he'd been a god with a destiny that had been forced on him.
Balance your siblings, serve your master, do as you're told, no questions, no life.
And so he'd existed until that one moment when he couldn't blindly obey anymore.
All things ended, birth, destruction, death, and rebirth. It was the law of the universe, the code of the source. Who was he to fight against it?
But the truth was still harsh.
Yes, he said, his tone cold. I've always been this bitter.
She let out a tired breath. Then I'm very sorry for you.
Don't be. I don't need pity from someone who knows so little about living.
Delphine shook her head. That's not true. Every time I've stepped into a dream, I've seen life. I've seen love and joy in its purest forms. They're beautiful to behold, even if they are muted by the dream state.
He made a rude noise of disagreement.
You live like a byproduct.
That set her ire off to a level of rage she'd never experienced before.
And you don't. I saw you too, you know. You didn't interact with anyone, not even to say goodbye to them when you left. What kind of living is that?
His nostrils flaring with anger, he sucked his breath in sharply as he advanced on her with a fury so potent she tried to flee only to have him trap her in a corner. She had to crane her neck to look up at him.
He was so incredibly large,
so fierce, and that one eye glowed with absolute hatred. Jericho wanted to tell her exactly why he couldn't interact with people. He wanted to lash out and make her pay for what Zeus had done to him. But as he stood there and the scent of her hit him, it paralyzed his entire body.
Worst of all, it evaporated his fury. and it made his cock so hard he was sure he could use it as a hammer.
She became the focus of his reasoning, not his hatred. She and that soft skin and delicate body that he wanted to taste so desperately. His gaze focused on her lips, which were parted by her rapid breathing. Were they as soft as they appeared? Would they give him the pleasure he hadn't known since he had been damned and cursed? He hadn't kissed a woman in centuries. Could he even remember how?
Kill the bitch and get on with your revenge. Deliver her to Zeus in pieces. Let him know what it feels like to suffer. Take from him what he took from you.
But he couldn't. Even with her words and his rage, it wasn't enough to make him hurt her. And damned if he knew why. Her hazel eyes still had that fire and joy, even though she was afraid. He couldn't take that from her. No, he didn't want to take that from her. Before he even realized what he was doing, he picked up a fat curl from her shoulder. Her hair was so unbelievably soft. It wrapped around his finger, teasing his flesh. Lifting it to his face, he closed his eyes and inhaled the sweet scent of it and imagined what it would be like to make love to her until they were both sated. His cock jerked with need as he imagined her naked in his arms. Delphine couldn't breathe as she watched him. Part of her expected him to attack her still, but he didn't. Instead, he rubbed her hair against his lips, lips that were so close to hers. Never had she been kissed.
Until this moment, she'd never even thought about it.
Since she didn't really feel lust, it hadn't been a problem. Now, for the first time, she felt